for anyone in here. Do you have an unction? Who would you pray for if there was just one person? Brother Ernie. Girls, come on up here, Melissa. And girls, take the microphone over there. Lay hands on Ernie. And is that okay, Ernie? Stand up, brother. I think that you're greatly loved here. I'm sorry? I don't know what happens when you get older. It's like you shrink. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I feel like they're almost taller than me. But you just take and pray.
Right. Lord, we thank you for Brother Ernie tonight, Lord. And we thank you that you are going to do great things in his body. Lord, we thank you that you're going to take this breathing issue that he has, and you are going to take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you give him long life and long years in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you,
amen and
Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Melissa. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to see what the Spirit wants to do. We're going to go to the Word for a moment. I'm going to preach on tribulation. And I'm not talking about the tribulation period, which there is. I'm talking about the tribulation that seems to be on many people's lives today. From time to time, it just seems to come, doesn't it? There's so much going on, and there's just so much to torment us and bother us. I believe that because the Lord is soon at hand. And by tribulation, I mean anxiety, trials, anguish, troubles, mental, spiritual, and physical torment and attacks of the devil. Amen? And we end up tossing and turning sometimes at night, wondering about things. Doesn't seem to have a certain age group. It seems like people, all people, even children, are being tormented, and we're in a season of tribulation. Now I'm going to read from John chapter 16 and verse 33, if we can put that verse up there. And these are the words of Jesus. I'm in the King James language. I really believe that people, like Kelly's been saying, we should have a Bible with us. We should be carrying a Bible. Amen? If it's really, I don't know how many Bibles I even own, but let's turn to John chapter 16 and verse 33. And I would like one of these, KK, could you take your microphone? Do you got a King James there? Here, come over here. I've got a King James right here. And I'm going to give it to you, and I want you to read this Bible verse. And I'll just give you my Bible here. I wonder if it's where I left it last time, John 16. Of course it is. Amen? What do you think, Patty? What do you think about ministering? What do you think about you ministering? What do you think about maybe someday you giving somebody a word from the Lord? We want that to happen here. What would you guys think if I started to teach a little bit on the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Okay, I'm gonna try to commit to that. You pray for me, because it's so vast, but I'm going to try to bring out some of that, because it will help you in your everyday life. There isn't a day that goes by in my life where I don't ask somebody, can I pray for you? And I have found that is the number one essence of ministry. Ministering to others is to just say, can I pray for you? And I just get into all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things. I've had some wonderful things happen to me lately as a soul winner, winning somebody to the Lord and baptizing them in the same day, just like Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts. And I just want you to read this verse, John 16:33. It's right there, and read it loud and proud.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Okay. There's a simple idea. Okay? I've spoken these things to you for a purpose. I want you to have peace. Now, we're talking about, how many of you, would you give me this here? Would you say that seems like the people around you, maybe even you sometimes, it seems like we're tormented. It seems like stressful things are happening to us. Starting about when the COVID hit, it seemed like it, anybody notice that and put those two things together? It just seemed like it hit and things got worse. You know, when COVID hit, the whole world went into a relapse. I work recovery, and people began to relapse. They began to fall into things. It's just terrible. And we're not out of the woods yet. And the first thing Jesus says in this verse is, I'm speaking these things to you because I want you to have peace, which I believe is pretty close to the opposite of the turmoil that we're seeing in our lives. And I believe that we can have it. And I have it many days. I don't have it every day, but I have it a lot because I know how to get there, how to stay there, how to be tuned in to peace. Peace, whether you're a kid in school, a young person in school, somebody retired, who doesn't want peace? I mean, just peace. And out of that peace can flow joy and just happy, where we can sing and believe, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. So many people have decided that life is not worth the living. That's a problem with young people, old people, people committing suicide. You know, I never thought I'd see a time like this here. You know, I believe that this is fast becoming, as Jesus spoke in the book of Matthew chapter 24. Jesus said, unless these days be shortened, man would utterly destroy himself. But for the elect's sake, for the sake of my children, that's probably many of you in here, perhaps all of us, those days will be shortened. I want to say this to you. I've said it for years. I bet you I could start this and you could finish it. No storm lasts forever. That's the kind of things that you'll learn here. No storm lasts forever. No storm. It's no storm of weather, and no storm, spiritual storm. They just won't last forever. And we just have to. I've heard somebody say this the other day about suicide people, that if they just gave it a few hours, if they would just postpone that a few hours. You know, if you know somebody that's really in a bad way, if you can help them just to postpone doing anything weird for a few hours, you can save their life. So think about that. And he said, these things have I spoken to you, that in me, see, in Jesus, you might have peace. In the world, okay, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. In the world, if you're in the world, if you're mostly in the world, if you're mostly not in the Spirit, if you're not in the Word, if you don't have close fellowship with God, then what we end up with is tribulation. In the world. You don't want to be in the world. What I'm talking about, worldliness. I'm not talking about any particular kind of sin. I'm talking about the absence of a vibrant Holy Ghost fellowship with God. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Now, and Jesus says this, in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. The Lord Jesus, he has overcome the world. He was every bit God, and he was every bit man. Next place I want to turn is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, in the King James language. And this is the answer. And this is not a one-time answer. This is not only a salvation Bible verse. This is how you remedy. This is how you take care of when the world is just crashing in on you and trying to destroy your life. the alternative, and you want to do this every day. You want to be with the Lord every day. And when things start to get bad, how many of you have a prayer language in here? How many of you pray in tongues? Okay. How many of you would like to pray in tongues? You don't, but you'd like to. You know, if you're not careful in here, yeah, if you're not careful in here, we're gonna move in that direction as we move in the gifts of the Spirit. You know what? Why not get something out of a church service? What I've demonstrated here is that it don't take all night long. We never, you know, you can count on, we ain't going past 8 or 2 minutes after at the most. We just don't do that because that's just what the Lord showed me. Don't do that, Angelo. Yes, Father in heaven, come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, a spiritual rest where you don't hate the day and spend countless hours weeping and crying. Somebody's tried to ruin your reputation. Somebody is falsely accusing you. Somebody is persecuting and being mean to you. That is a terrible way to have to live. And you know what? We should be sensitive to one another. And when we see a brother or sister and they seem to be under that, we should reach out in the Holy Spirit and try to offer peace and remedy, spiritual remedy to those kind of problems. And I will give you rest. Now, this is what he says. Take my yoke upon you instead of the yoke of the world. Man, don't let your mind be full of the world if you can help it. Learn how. Well, I can't help who I fall in love with. Well, you better, because you'll fall in love with the wrong person if you're not careful. Can I get an amen for the truth? Man, you got to get a hold of yourself before you can get a hold of anybody else. And you got to get the devil off of you, and then you can get the devil off of others. Come to me that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn about me. That's what you're doing here tonight. I hope that I've got enough something. I'd like you to take something away every time that we preach. An answered prayer, something. Moving in the Holy Ghost. There's nothing more important. It's for the everyday person every day. It's for the everyday. It's not for the ministers only. It's for the everyday person every day. I'll tell you what, I remember the first time we prayed for Casey. Amen. In Modesto, California, in that little bassinet. She was just an infant, and she had a fever. Now, I laid my hands on her. I'm telling you the truth. When I put my hands on that baby, that fever went up my arm, and then I don't know where it went, but it left. I noticed that because she had a fever the other day, and I was praying for her, and she's 43 right now. Is that she 43? Yeah. I never thought I'd have a kid 43 years old, and I sure never had thought about being 72. But you know, it don't feel half bad. I can dance. I've got a perk in my step. And I just bought a new motorcycle. Now, that might be a problem, but I'm going to try to work with it anyway. You can always sell those things. But I put my hands on her, and that fever came right off of her. You remember that, sweetie? Yeah, it was in her bedroom in that little white bassinet. And I didn't do that as a preacher. I did that as a son of God. I did that as a believer. I just believed the Lord. If you'll just believe the Lord, believe what? Believe his promises. Believe the promises that he has given unto you. Feed yourself. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You have to eat that word. That's food for your spirit. So let's look at this verse. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. What that means there is, there's no, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with God the Father, there are no dumb questions. God will not reprimand you for having a hunger for the Word of God. My prayer for each and every one of us is that we get a super, if we each get a hunger for God, this church will explode in the best way, with body ministry, with people seeing you're all that's need that's needed to change somebody's day if you speak the words of eternal life. John chapter 6, everybody was leaving Jesus, and he turned to his 12 disciples and said this here, "Will you leave me too?" And Peter said, "Well, Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life." See, what we want to do, what we want. Peter was a fisherman. There were tax collectors. There were dregs to society. But they believed God. And they spoke the word of God. And they flowed in the Holy Spirit. And what they ended up with, they changed the world. And the world is still changing from on that hill far away, on that old rugged cross. His death was the end of Satan's rule over this planet. It says in 1 Corinthians, if the princes of this world, speaking of the demonic, if they would have realized what it meant to kill Jesus, they would have never done it. Because what happened was they lose the power of God in this earth. And they were just ordinary folks like you and I. Just, you know what? I would like everybody to just have a moment with somebody, your friend, one of your kids, one of your kin, one of your neighbors, where you just know that God has given you a word for somebody, and you give that word, and it ends up being just what they needed to hear. Amen? Amen. Okay. "For I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your souls." For why? Because look here. My yoke is easy. See, the work that God has for you, my work is easy. My work is easy. My burden is light. It's a light burden. You begin to learn how to be sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit, like the troubling of the waters. May I say something? Most of the time when I hear from God, it's like a whisper inside of me. It's like a whisper. That's what it is. So that's why it says in Psalm 46 and 10, "Be still and know that I'm God." If you get still and you get full of worship, you will know that He's God. Things will begin to happen in your life, in your home, in your family, with your kids. Be still and know that I'm God. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Well, I could teach and teach and teach and teach and have 100 scriptures, but we don't have time for 100 scriptures. Pardon? Okay. Well, Jimmy, I'll teach all day. Does anybody have a question so far in what I'm teaching tonight? There are no dumb questions. I want to be like the Lord Jesus. Anybody have anything they want to ask? Or does anybody have anything they want to say? Go ahead.
What you were saying earlier about Jesus, when they crucified him, all of a sudden they were like, "What?"
Well, I'll tell you what happened. There was a great big earthquake, and people that were dead rose from the dead. The veil that in the temple that separated the Holy of Holies from just the normal part, it was a big heavy veil, and it ripped from the bottom up and it tore in half where people could go into the presence of God. That's what that's all about. Do you want that? You want a greater work in your life? Sure you do. Go ahead.
I get a little lost.
Get a little what?
Lost.
Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what
I don't want to make this about me at this moment, okay? I'm just...
Okay.
I just have...
Well, let me just say this here.
Do this all the time.
Tell you what I did. I didn't have anybody to mess me up. Well, I mean, I wasn't raised in church. I just got me a Bible. Then I got another Bible. Then I got another Bible, Angel, till I found one that suited me, one that I could understand. And I read that. I got in my room. I was involved in all kinds of worldliness. I got in my room, and I just stayed in my room for months. And I just read that Bible. And Jimmy, I read that Bible till that Bible started reading me and locating me, and I began to understand. All of a sudden, there was a church. I don't know how we ended up in that church that we got married in, Millie, but that just was my church. I went in there, and it just, I don't know what it was. You can just feel when it's the right church. You know what I mean? How many of you know that you can feel when you're in the right church? Amen. 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 Okay. So for my yoke is easy. My burden is light. And when you get alone, if you've got time, if you've got times when you can, just you or just you, Moni, and just get in the Word. Find a translation that you guys like, that you can both live with. See, because the King James, I preach out of the King James because that's my preaching Bible. But I study out of many. I don't know how many Bibles I have, honest to goodness. I have a lot of Bibles, a lot of different translations. And you know what? I love every one of them. And I'm going to tell you, that little smartphone we've got, it makes each one of you a theologian. You can ask questions. What does this mean in the Greek language? What does this mean in the Hebrew language? You can just talk to your phone. I'm amazed at my wife in the last 3 years. She's eating the Word of God all the time. I'll be up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, something there. She'll be in her room or in the living room, and she'll be studying the Word. By the way, she's got a message she's been working on for a couple of weeks because we haven't had Sunday nights. But this Sunday night, Millie is bringing a word. Isn't it on sin? Just like Kelly asked you to. So if you want to hear something, she's becoming a great preacher. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Millie was right about here the other day, and she was praying for somebody, and she broke out in tongues. You know, it was the first time I heard that. First time I ever heard her to do that. It excited me. There's an excitement that would like to break out in this church fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. There really is. And if anybody wants to get excited by the Word, we're going to try to make that possible for you. Now we're going to go to one more place. I found two or three places is enough. Or one place where you read about 12 scriptures in here on Wednesday night. Let's go, finally, let's go to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Now, let me tell you something about this verse. Moses had just died. God said, I want Joshua. He's going to be the next Moses of Israel. He's going to be the next leader of Israel. And God's trying to encourage Joshua. And this is the beginning of that book. And as the Lord tries to encourage him, he says to Joshua, Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. That's not by accident. See, if you're going to meditate on the Word, well, part of that just means to recite Bible verses. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory through the finished work of Christ Jesus. See, that bought it all. One of the great transformations of life I've seen is Brother Sam. I've seen him just change and grow. And grow and grow. And things I spoke many years ago that would happen to him. He's a giver. And that ability to give, I saw wealth coming on him. And wealth began to come on him. And we've talked about that of late. But it didn't happen overnight. But you know what? You got to do something with your time. What do you want to do with your life? Which way do you want your life to go? If you want Christ in your life and you want to move and flow in the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to do what you'd have to do with any relationship. You have to develop that relationship with the Lord by talking to him, by asking him what he wants, asking him his opinion. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I want prosperity. And I'm not talking about finances necessarily. I want prosperity. I want a prosperous life. I want to be a winner in life. I want to make killer good decisions in life. I don't want to make dumb decisions in life. Amen? And I want to have good success. I want to feel like every morning, and I've shared this, and repetition helps people to learn. Millie and I did it this morning, and the biggest difference that we're doing right now is this. I say this, and then I say, Millie, I think you need to say this separately without me, because maybe you don't want this. And it just, you can only get, now, there isn't anybody, no matter, if you can understand, this is one of the last things Jesus said. You don't have to be real old to get this. The last thing Jesus said on the cross was, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I say that almost every morning now. I say, Father, I trust you. I don't want to be here not even one day longer than you want me to be here. But on the other hand, I know what your promise says, that you're going to satisfy me with long life. I said, it can be as much as 120 years, according to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3. My spirit will not always strive with mankind. Man's days will be 120 years. I saw a video in 2023 of a man, 118 years old, tap dancing like Fred Astaire. Now, I saw that. Smith Wigglesworth, one of my fellows that I admire, somebody asked him, how do you, Smith, how come you're in such good shape and doing so good? What's the secret? He says, well, I'll tell you. He said, every morning when I get out of bed, I dance before God. I dance in the Spirit. And I worship in the Spirit. I put on good worship music. Boy, I love that. I can go, sometimes I just go all night long with that. And I want to say to you, we had three places that we went this evening. We went to John chapter 16, verse 33. In this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world, and my victory is your victory. Second place we went is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all of you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I found that that's true. I found the devil wants to put a whole lot more crud on my life that I really don't need. And if I just make my way through it, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. That's the literal translation. Deliver me from evil. Lead me not into temptation. Well, lead me not. Everybody say, lead me. Everybody say, Father in heaven, lead me. Now let me tell you this. Romans 8:14 says this. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And I know I've got to roll up my sleeves if I'm dealing with somebody that can't quote 10 Bible verses. I know they don't. I got to roll up my sleeve and try to figure out, how am I going to get that word in them? How am I going to get them to believe me? Boy, Sam believes me. Will God do what he said, Sam? Is that in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20? I taught you that. How many of you want to learn? How many of you want to grow? Is this just something we do on Wednesday night to kill a little time? Or do we want to change our lives? See, the Lord wants to change your life. Each and every one of you. Can I tell you something? If I would have been your age when I got Jesus I'd be farther along. I want you to know, God wants to change your life. He wants to make you the winners in your schools. And you know what? Whoever told you, look at me, I don't know where you got this. Anybody that told you you're not a good mom is a fool. You hear me? That's not true. You're a great mother. Now, see that? That's the Holy Spirit. When you can touch somebody, the Bible says that the eyes are the lamp to the soul. And if you're careful, see that for this girl, that was the words of eternal life coming to her right now. You know what? She'll remember this here. I want you to know. You know, Kayla, I'm not just saying it. Yeah, put your arm around her. I'm not just saying that. I rebuke every foul, lying demon. Yeah, you come on up here. Anybody that wants to come up here that is perpetrating lies to the people that I minister to, I rebuke the freaking devil to the grave. I will destroy him while I'm here. There's a fire inside of me. You're a great mother. You've got three boys. Whoa. Three of them. Uno, dos, tres. You got tres. My God. You love her? Put your hands on her. You love her? Look at me. Look me in the eye. I believe you have a prayer to help change her. Put your hands over her. Put your hands on her heart. You put your hands right there on her head. You just speak something. Speak something good and true about Kayla. I know you love Kayla. Speak it loud. Loud enough where the devil can hear it. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I came here for this moment right here. I came here to touch somebody. Amen. He touched me. Whoa, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. You girls want to come up here? Come on up here. We're gonna do communion right now. We're gonna do communion right now. We're gonna take communion right now. You take this one, take this half, and you take this and take this half, and Kay, you're going to help me do the, yeah. And while, right before we partake, examine your heart. If there's something that you know shouldn't be in there, confess it. Say, Lord, I've got a problem with this. Help me and forgive me. He'll do it. So we can take communion in the way of power. Can I say amen? Amen. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, thank you, Father, thank you, Father, thank you, Father. And now, that token that you've got, it represents the body of Jesus. The reason that they use communion bread is Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the bread that came down from heaven. I'm the manna that came down from heaven and fed the Jews in the wilderness for 40 years. It was consistently there. The word, the law was this, don't get some for tomorrow, because some wouldn't listen. So they got it anyway, and it molded. Because see, it was fresh every day. God's got something for you fresh every day. God has a fresh word of encouragement for each and every one of you every day. Thank you, sweetie. Now, let me say this here. Did you get one, hon? Good. Now, listen to me. The body represents supply. Take, this is my body. Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. If you need supply in your spirit, your soul, your body, your finances, your health, anything, I want you to stand up right now. And I want you to tell God why you're standing. Don't tell anybody else. Just tell the Lord. If you need something from God, God, would you deny your kids food, even if they was bad? No. Neither will the Father in heaven. And I want you to say this with me. I want you to break this emblem. Why? Because he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed, and we are supplied, and we are filled. I want you to say with me, Father in heaven, thank you for Jesus, the only Savior in the world. Thank you, Father,